Insulin can be very expensive, with some people citing the price as the reason they don't use insulin as directed and their diabetes isn't controlled. Jeremy Green, an internal medicine physician and medical historian at Johns Hopkins, says a look at the history of insulin in the U.S. is revelatory.
Humulin and other recombinants produced through biotech processes begin to take over the insulin markets in the United States, such that by the late 90s, one of the two major forms of animal insulin is off the market. By 2006, the other is. So we see where an innovative product, a product that is better in some ways than the product that it replaces, drives an older but effective product off of the market, such that a generic market that should have existed for these animal forms of insulin just disappears.
Green says for people on limited incomes or without insurance, a generic insulin would be very welcome. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.